With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have started back up the 12K a day giveaway. It's $1,000 an hour starting at 7:05 and running through 6:05.
Oh, we missed you, 12K a day.
I know.
Oh my God.
Thank God it's back.
Mwah. Oh, I threw my back out.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh my God.
Don't be a jerk. Should go in to use that. I'm like, give me some sympathy for my back.
I threw my back out kissing.
Say nice things.
Ouch.
To me. Hit it, baby. Phase. P-H-A-S-E. It's just a phase. Phase is this hour's code word. Text phase to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Phase is this hour's code word.
Our text number that comes directly to us, having nothing to do with any contesting, just, you know,
our
your
number.
Opinion or some comment. That's 800-400-3697. Before I get to all the stuff you guys had to say, I just wanted to thank everyone who came out to our live show on Thursday. And actually, Wednesday night, we had the big secret show, which was a
crazy
out of hand.
It was, as usual. Thank you, Sonoma, for not letting us down. We expect the worst from you, and we got it.
Completely out of hand.
Sonoma strong.
Yep.
So anyway, thanks to everyone, and of course, thanks to the Fairmont, as always. Such a great partner.
Yep.
Yeah, really good
so
host.
So cool.
Yep.
They really give everybody a spectacular experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was really nice to meet Cameron. I you know, checked her out a couple times. I always like her pictures, but, you know, seeing her in person and seeing you make her cry in particular, that was something.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than being handed a happy baby and they immediately start screaming.
Right.
Like, what? Oh, my grandma days are doomed.
People love that video. I know Bryn doesn't like the way his...
Did it get the most likes of all the videos that have been posted?
So, no. The most likes is either your kid or Bryn's kid. I think it might be Bryn's kid when she was born. But it got 20,000 views, which is a lot for an Instagram video.
Good job, Sarah.
Thank you. Thanks.
Sorry, Cameron, but you know,
Cameron's by the time he was posting it, she was happy again.
I know. I actually had her on my lap for like an hour after that. She was playing, leaning into me, and just being super cute. And I was giving her Cheerios to eat.
A really cute.
It has little 90 comments.
Oh. 90 comments.
A little nugget.
We posted another picture from back in the day for our troops.
You know what's so funny is a friend of mine made a post over the weekend, and I never comment. I like to, I like everyone's pictures. I definitely enjoy Instagram a lot, but I rarely comment.
Yeah.
But he wrote something about going to see Berlin.
Oh.
Which they're fine, right?
Take Berlin. My breath away.
Those guys. And he's like, still my favorite 80s band.
Oh.
Berlin. And I was like, what the holy hell?
No. There's so many great 80s bands.
And all of a sudden, in a flash, and believe me, Berlin was not in the flash, Metallica, Iron Maiden, Duran Duran. I mean, the Cars.
The Cars is the first one I thought of.
The list is endless of great 80s bands, and Berlin
is not on that list.
Not
for
one
me.
Of them.
No. I'll take Aha over Berlin, and I only know one song.
Aha doesn't even make the list at all.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're thinking
But I'll
like,
take Men at Work before
Absolutely.
Berlin or before Aha.
Is Midnight Oil also an 80s band?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'll take Midnight
them.
Oil before I'll take.
Yeah.
It's endless.
Yes.
the list.
I'll take Heart in the 80s, which I didn't even like.
No.
Over Berlin.
I'm sorry. That can't.
Heart, you're right. Heart in the 70s.
I'll take
is where
Berlin
it's at.
Before that.
No. Don't be ridiculous.
Anyway.
Don't be silly.
Name the best one, the best 80s band. Go.
Well, I would say the Cars.
Oh.
Like, for it's funny because you brought them up, but to me, like, they were where I was at in the 80s. I love the Cars. I love
and they're from
every,
Boston.
They're from Boston. But they're like every single song. Plus all the videos and stuff like that. Those were the heydays of MTV.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I used to love watching their videos. And I love the Cars.
All right.
I would say Guns N' Roses.
I'll accept that. Guns N' Roses is another one. Yeah. Absolutely. What?
What about Duran Duran?
Duran Duran,
yeah,
for sure.
Oh, my God. Her name is Rio, and she dances on the sand.
It's an endless list.
Yeah. Yes, and Berlin is not on any of those lists. I'll take Nina, 99 Luftballons, yeah, before I'll take Berlin.
I had to write him. I'm like, what? Are you nuts? Are you absolute? Have you lost your mind? No offense, Berlin, because he actually puts at official Berlin. So if they anyone checks, I'm like, oops. No offense, but no, you don't make anybody's list.
What about Whitesnake?
He went
Whitesnake
on to say
is better than Berlin.
He kissed some girl to one of their songs.
And so
I'm like,
special.
All right, fine, but still.
I'll take OMD.
I would take OMD over Berlin, too.
I would take
Roxy Music.
Sure. The Police, are they coming?
How about Def
Leppard?
Are the
80s.
How about Def
Leppard?
Yeah, I'd take Def Leppard over them. You wouldn't take Def Leppard over
Berlin? Okay, I would, sure. But he always has to go there. Yuck.
Love, please.
You knew he was going to do this.
It's bringing me to my knees.
Is it going to keep going?
Is there any more?
Oh,
boy.
Love Bites. That's right.
The Cure.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Jane just texted me and I went, The Cure.
Yeah, sure.
She didn't even write it. I just saw her name on my phone and went, The Cure. Duh. Goth. Right.
Yeah. Like every band except Berlin is on the list.
Durr.
Yeah. George.
916 says, good morning, my besties. Can we please have an appearance by Garage Cat and Stinky? Listen, their names are Leo and Sparky. So,
hey, Garage Cat, I've been hanging out here on the porch waiting for you to come outside.
You sound more aware and present.
Well, I've improved since last time.
Different. What happened to your voice?
Oh, no, whatever my voice sounded like.
I'm a little confused.
Sounds like the well on that bit is dry, everyone. We're going to move on.
Stinky.
Sarah, my doctor prescribed a muscle relaxer that worked well for me and doesn't make me feel funky.
Oh.
It's called methocarbamol, and it takes a couple days to work. I also hurt my back doing little of nothing. I keep it on hand so I can take it whenever I start feeling that way.
Oh.
Hope it helps.
Sarah, whatever you're feeling, I'm feeling. Whatever you're wanting to eat,
I want to eat too.
Oh, my back!
Oh, did you just throw your back up, dinging the bell?
Yep.
You know, I know it sounds, but I was just bending over that table for hours. And that's what happened.
I got you.
Did you guys finish it?
Yeah, no. I was wondering the same thing.
We didn't finish it. When I went to go and work on it more on the Friday, that's when I hurt my back. It was almost like my back went, no more of this.
Done,
fell right onto the table.
650. It's easy for her to tell the homeless to clean up after themselves, yet not let them have any place to use a restroom. Look, there's a lot of problems. No one's saying this job is going to be easy. And in fact, I think I said I wouldn't want it. And I'm pretty sure most people wouldn't know how to handle it. There have been very smart people in that office that have not been able to get that job done. I don't know what the answer is. But the truth is, everyone who's like, give them a bathroom. Do you remember we used to do bits out in the street a lot?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the bits we did was talking to people in bathroom. I was out with
you
the
went
phone.
To, like, the bus station.
Or and the I was at the station, the like train. Caltrain?
Yes, I was at the Caltrain station. Mm-hmm. Is that fourth?
Yeah.
And there are homeless people bathing in the sinks there as I was doing this bit, talking to people under the toilet stall. And they're living in there. And that's how that ends up. So I don't know what the solution is. I don't. But for them to be doing laundry in the sink makes it impossible for you to wash your hands there.
Right.
So for people who are going in to go to the bathroom are like, okay.
I'm good. I really feel like my hands are cleaner than anything that's going to happen over there.
Or I'm so scared I don't have to pee anymore.
I got chased out of there.
Well, you were also
causing trouble. Sure, but I got chased out of there nonetheless.
I don't want to talk to you. I'm on the pooper.
When I visited New Zealand last year, one of the things that impressed me most was that every single town or city I went to, they had centrally located, large, clean public restrooms. Not sure why the city like San Francisco can't make accommodations. Not only so the homeless can have somewhere to go, but the tourists as well. Mm. Well, I kind of just told you. But if they can afford to keep it staffed and keep people and keep some order, sure.
That would be a total redirection of the $280 million that they're
$280 million.
Divide that by 7,000.
The solution to the homeless issue is pills. There's a huge lapse in mental health care. If we can start treating the mental health issues, we can eventually bring them back into society as contributing members and not burdens.
Well,
you can't make people take pills, though. That's the problem.
True, and not everyone's. Oh, 40 grand per person per year. Mm-hmm. Wow, that is a lot of flipping money.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Vinny, someone says that they learned about the chocolate milk from Hurry Up Blog.
Oh, I bet she knows all about it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Is she working out still or no?
She walks and swims, but the running right now is on hold.
Yeah.
She's looking forward to getting back to it.
It's HRYUP.
But she's got another month before that baby drops.
Mm. Wow.
And then she's got some recovery.
She's not happy, though, so she's going to want to run.
Well, she's happy. She'll be...
run away from you and the babies.
Oh, damn.
Bye!
He's buying her a double running stroller right now. There you go. Start pushing. Get your arms in shape.
Ay, ay, ay.
She's going to end up in San Francisco.
I know. Every day she runs up here, runs back down. Here I am, though.
I know I'm supposed to work from home, but they need me in the office.
Right.
Every day.
That's what happened last time.
Mm.
For real.
She had a different job, though.
Right.
Yeah.
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 I just watched The Greatest Showman a month ago and thought it was great. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I gotta watch that.
Showman gave me chills.
Oh.
So good.
Ooh. I'm gonna have to listen to that. Watch that. All those songs.
The Rolling Stones can't be worse than Hall & Oates. I saw Hall & Oates at SAP and they butchered their songs. It was horrible.
Oh, that's terrible to hear.
Is that true?
I like them. I thought they were great, but I did notice that they were moving slow. And
oh, they are older dudes.
Older.
Now,
yeah, but I was still into it.
How old is Daryl Hall? Is 70?
It's like going on 70. Yeah. Something like that.
Here she comes. She's a man eater. It's weird when people get old.
As I wrote my friend a text... who'd made that comment about Berlin, and I mentioned 100 bands that are better than the one he mentioned. He said, isn't it weird? Almost all those bands are still out touring.
Mm.
And it's true.
A lot of them, right?
Well, why would you stop?
That's how you make your money.
Well, and you also, it's how you have your fun.
Right.
Like, can you imagine getting to plug in to a stadium sound and be all... right?
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Just the sound check alone would be worth getting out there and doing that.
I'll just be here for sound check.
It's Monday and you've peaked. I had to pull over. LMAO.
Ooh,
what time was that at?
That was all the
Oh.
Yeah, I just tuned into some weird farting and moaning. WTF is going on this morning.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
What the heck?
It was from a fact.
Right. It's called...
Apocasophilia.
Ebola.
It's not called Ebola.
Don't touch your friends. No,
it's like eproctophilia.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Like a proctologist, but not
but these
like
people
that at
are
all.
Into
they find the smell of
body smells in yes. particular flatulence
mm-hmm. hot.
Erotic and hot.
And you are right, Sarah. That was the word. Proctophilia.
Yep.
I knew it would have something to do with poop because of the proct part. Mm. Isn't a proctologist your poop doctor?
I don't know.
Or just well, maybe just your butt doctor. I don't know. Probably doesn't care.
I was,
about your poop
you know what's fun?
Yeah.
I was leaving church the other day, and these two old
church!
People were having a conversation.
Church!
Praise the Lord!
Two dudes and a.
Nobody can say no.
When and Jesus a lady.
Say yes. Nobody can say no.
Ebola.
And they're old.
Okay, two old
Wait,
people.
Sorry, what?
We were listening.
Having
we were
a conversation,
singing.
Right? I know. And the lady goes, "What is it you said you did?" And he said, "I was a urologist." Because he's long past having done that, right? And then she goes, "That's funny. He's got a urologist. I guess all you guys." And I was like, I can't get away from these old people fast enough. I thought of us. We got to stop talking about old people stuff.
Yeah, well, we're becoming old people.
Well,
so
but still.
It's all right.
No,
it's the natural course of things.
That conversation can never happen on the air.
Oh, it's happening.
It's not.
You have a urologist.
I do not.
You should get one.
Well, I don't want one.
Well, you might need one. How will you know unless you have one?
Hobie was the name of the kid on Baywatch.
Yes.
Mitch's son.
Oh, right. Hobie.
Yeah, they probably used that name because of Hobie Alter, which is a big California name in California. Whoever Hobie. Watched Baywatch?
I watched Baywatch.
No,
tons
you
of
did
people.
Not.
Love yeah. Baywatch.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you know.
The old timey ones?
The life-saving scenes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They
oh, those
put
are great.
In slow-mo.
Yeah, slow-mo running down to save the person. I mean, Pam Anderson in her heyday.
I always liked Yasmin Bleeth.
Oh, you really? Did?
Yeah,
she was the
she brunette.
Had big circles under it. Didn't she like
blue eye.
Become a heroin addict?
She
something. Remember, she worked with Nash Bridges.
She was on Nash Bridges,
yeah.
and ended up having a major drug problem.
Yeah.
here
she
in
did
the
some
city.
TV movies and stuff. Yeah,
she
I don't know what.
Came,
so let's see what came of her. Let's see
I
if she's doing anything.
I want to say she lives somewhere in the Midwest. Let me see.
Just tapped out.
Maybe she still gets residual checks.
Oh wow,
hope
she didn't
so.
Age well. She didn't age well.
Well she yeah, she's a heroin addict.
Still airs.
What did you
she's,
say?
She's still, yeah, it's 50. There. Yeah, Nash Bridges. I just she, watched it a couple weeks
50?
Ago.
She's 50?
Yeah.
Is she clean?
Oh, man.
She her last thing was a TV movie called Baywatch Hawaiian Wedding.
Oh.
But she's going to be in a show called Beautiful Evil.
Oh.
She stars in it.
Is this the Baywatch?
Oh,
correct,
Jane mentioned Depeche Mode.
Oh.
Of course Depeche Mode. Oh.
Yeah.
The Smiths.
Well, the Smiths. I love the Smiths.
I know.
Yeah, okay, well.
Michael Bolton.
No, what?
Yeah, I agree. I'll take Berlin over Michael Bolton.
Looks like she lives.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I did not realize that was a side-by-side of Yasmin Bleeth then and now.
Oh, because she's heavier.
No, she just doesn't look happy.
Aw.
You got the one with the double chin, right? You're showing that one, right?
I don't know which one it is, but it's
not
good.
She lives part-time in L.A. and part-time in Scottsdale, Arizona. She ended up marrying a strip club owner that she met at rehab.
Oh, good.
Great.
Since
she's clean.
December 2000.
Oh,
you know what happens? It's a major thing still for me is that you end up having sweets a lot. Mm. And you put on weight.
Yeah.
People who get sober get fat.
Damn.
You have to fight that to not. That's
well,
why I always
something
keep
to make
little
them, right.
pieces of chocolate around so I can just have a little. Because keeping ice cream in the house is the end of you.
Ice cream. Yes, please.
415 says, the kids are going to call her Hobie One Kenobi.
Oh, that's cute. She should go for that. When they call her Ho, he should say, it's Hobie One Kenobi.
Oh.
You know, you're the only one calling her Ho, just for the record.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sure no one else would think of that. I'm trying to save your daughter.
Who gets a vote?
Where's the... God.
Do we all get
thankless
a
job being me. I'll tell you that right
oh,
now.
Yeah. Right. Parents have smaller families so late in life is... Sorry. Parents having the smaller families so late in life is the reason we have a crop of precious snowflakes. Parents just used to knock out a bunch of kids and trust that a few of them would survive to adulthood. If they lost one, they had spares or time to make more. Now they're expensive and risky to replace when you're older. So this is why we have these entitled brats taking over the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope they
Boy,
save the 415,
world. Quite the attitude this morning.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Kid hater.
God. It is true, though. It's very strange, the amount of attention.
Parenting that's going on.
Yeah, it's so over-parenting, really.
No, I'm totally with you. Seems like my mom just like had us and let us run wild. Occasional beating, you know. Keep us in line. We really went out of control. I'm telling you, I always think back to that summer. She was like, she looked at me for the first time right before school started back. And she goes, oh, my God, you have dreadlocks.
Because your hair was so funky.
I just hadn't brushed it all summer. I was like nine. What? Oh, yeah. That's...
The 70s.
Now, that's good parenting.
Yeah,
you know?
That is.
Look how great I turned out.
Woo. I'm so sorry. I'm out of time.
It's all right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun, back to work. You know,
Yay.
It's Monday. I'm actually kind of relieved for this week because I feel like we haven't had a normal week for so
In
long. Like,
time,
I'm ready
right.
to just buckle down.
I agree. Yeah.
Let's do this thing.
Exactly.
Enjoy our summer. Relax a little.
You going to relax today with that back?
Yep. I am. I mean, what else can I do, you know? Yeah. I can't do calisthenics. Ooh, does this mean I don't have to work out today? Awesome news. Woo-hoo.
Although it might be good for your back to get a little in.
I really think that I wouldn't want to hurt myself. I wouldn't want to risk it.
Yeah.
You know.
Your back?
Yeah.
That you threw out doing a jigsaw puzzle.
I wouldn't want to risk getting on, you know, some machine. It's just like obviously out to get me.
Yeah, I'm with you, I guess.
Yeah.
Use some Tiger Balm. You have some at home.
Do I? How do you know what I have? Did you go through my medicine cabinet?
Yeah, Sarah, that's what I do when I'm at your house.
People do that, you know.
Yeah, I don't do that. You know what? Because I'm afraid what I'll see.
Oh.
And I don't want to think any different of people.
Like all my butt creams and stuff?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, oh, gosh. That's
what
I have
what
to
cream
think
are you putting on your butt?
Oh, just all kinds of stuff, you know.
Is it like hemorrhoid stuff?
Yeah. It's like you know, for my acne. My acne.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get all kinds of stuff in there, Ben. You should come over and take a look.
You live kind of far.
It's worth it. It's
you
worth
live
the drive,
so far
man.
Away.
It's worth the drive to check out my medicine cabinet.
So far.
Yeah. I have Band-Aids. Woo.
Ooh, hot.
All kinds of stuff in there.
You could do all kinds of things with
Advil.
Band-Aids.
I know. You can, actually. Mm. We'll tell you about those on tomorrow's show.
Okay. We're going to make up some recipes today.
Monday, everybody.
I'm watching you and I'm thinking, do I tell a story here or do we just tap out? I mean, really?
You want
to keep going? No, I mean, we shouldn't keep going. We should.
If you've got a story, it should be told.
No.
You might
I think
forget
we can,
about it by tomorrow.
No, believe me, there's plenty of time to tell all the stories. Have a good one.
All right. Okay. See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.